Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for QB to QB, brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely in the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. We welcome in now Saints quarterback Drew Brees. How are you, Drew?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Good. Can you give us an update on how your thumb is doing?
Thumb feels good, making progress, just one day at a time.
Burning question here is, who won the outdoor or the backyard football game with the Suns?
Well, there's always lots of tears and lots of frustration. But I think what really a winner or a loser? I think there's just a lot of physicality and a lot of dirt and sweat and blood, sweat, tears. They had fun.
Now, Drew, looking at the balance, whether it's you or Teddy Bridgewater, just obviously you want to be 50-50, but depending on the ebb and flow of a game, you look at rushing attempts, passing attempts. But it seems like we've done it by committee, and Alvin dealing with a couple of injuries that he has now with his ankle and his knee. Isn't maybe even if Kamara was 100%, that you want to get Murray more involved? I'm just looking at 79 total yards against the Jaguars. He had 8 rushing attempts, and then all of a sudden he has 3 catches, so double digits. Could that be like a good number for him instead of maybe 5 or 6 somewhere, maybe 9, 10, or 11 around there?
Yeah, you know, I think from overall, just when you look at the length of a season and just how physical that is, for the running back position, you know, I think there is probably a balance just when you start thinking about, you know, longevity and one, you know, all your guys to be able to last through a whole season. And certainly you look at what Latavius Murray can do for us. You know, I think he's a very versatile player. You know, he really had a great game, you know, did a lot of things good, both in the run game, pass game, screen game. So I think just the balance of having those two guys, I mean, very similar to like, when we had, you know, when Sproles was here and it was Sproles and Pierre or Sproles and Mark Ingram, you know, and then Mark and
right.
and AK and now it's AK and Latavius. You know, I think there's that 1-2 punch is crucial, and also just the way those guys can complement each other and you know, share the load so that they both, you know, are able to, you know, remain healthy and kind of stay at their best.
Drew, last time we talked last Wednesday, you were throwing a football, but it wasn't an NFL regulation football. Are you throwing a regulation football now?
Yes, I am. Yeah, yeah. I've graduated to the NFL ball, and you know, I have a really kind of disciplined plan. You know, for my what I need to do for strength and flexibility, and then my throwing and all that stuff. So really starting to get back into doing football related stuff, and just trying to get back as quick as I can.
Drew, do you anticipate maybe playing with any kind of, I don't know, a brace or a glove early on in your return or no?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to play with a splint. That's doctor's orders. And the splint basically just goes on the outside of the thumb. I have to tape it on there. And it protects the joint to a degree because it does take a while for that ligament to actually heal. And so basically while it's healing, you know, it has that internal brace, which was what was sewed into, you know, the ligament or sewed back into my thumb along with the ligament. And then I've got this splint that fits on the outside of my my thumb that I have to tape on that's supposed to provide a little bit of protection as well.
Now, Drew, what advice could you give Teddy? Because it seems, boy, when you play in the Bears, you better pack a lunch. That you hopefully you're successful offensively. It just seems like old school or new school that the Bears have always been opportunistic. They take away the football, and they just play stout defense. I know Akeem Hicks is out, What advice are you giving them? Maybe, and when you yourself looking at the Bears on film and where they're at right now.
Yeah, you know, we always to start the work week. You know, you put the statistics up of the opposing team, and you kind of go through every category from takeaways to sacks to total yardage given up, points, third downs, red zone efficiency, all those things. You know, and you kind of profile each defense, and I don't know if I've ever seen a defense that's literally in the top. They're almost in the top five in every category. Certainly the top 10. So, you said it. You know exactly what to expect when you go up and play a defense like this, man. You got to earn every single yard and every single first down. And, man, when you get an opportunity to maybe make a big play, man, you got to make it. You know, but, again, this is a defense – again, going back to statistics, I think they're ranked second in the league in fewest big plays given up. You know, so they're a very stout defense. They're a very disciplined defense as well. So they do a lot of things very, very well.
Now, Drew, we talked about this in offseason OTAs and minicamp and even into training camp. Michael Thomas speaks for himself. Then we're looking at Alvin Kamara and the threat that he poses to a defense. Jerry Cook somewhat seems like that he's more involved turning the corner. I'm looking at Ted Ginn. He got targeted six times, a couple of receptions. He had the 27 long gain with Teddy. But I know you have to have luck with injuries, and we're all frustrated with Tre'Quan Smith right now. But what's up, like, with Austin Carr or whoever it might be who could potentially be that if Ted Ginn's that second guy, who could be that third guy? Because that's still puzzling to the fans when we get a lot of questions from them.
Yeah, I think that's going to continue to evolve. And I think we've talked a little bit about this before. But if Mike Thomas is open on every play, we're going to throw it to him every play. same with Alvin. And, if you're going to let us throw it to those guys, we're going to throw it to them, And then when you decide to, take them away, then chances are that's probably going to open up an opportunity for somebody else, And listen, I've been really pleased watching Jared kind of become a bigger part of this offense and begin to kind of find that comfort level and that confidence as we've gone along here. And, you can see it. You can see it in practice, and then obviously you see it develop in a game. He had three really big third down catches in the game on Sunday that helped us win. And Ted Ginn, we know what he can do. And then the rest of I think just the tight end position and their contributions. Josh Hill's been around a long time, but yeah, that third receiver spot, we'll call it, or that slot receiver spot. Hey, it's been Tre'Quan, it's been Austin Carr, it's been Will Jordan Humphrey. I think we have a lot of these guys that can kind of fill that role, and maybe just as we go along here, that'll be more and more established. But man, there's only so many balls to go around, and a lot of those touches are going to the guys that I mentioned, and then. Hey, when the opportunities arise, just like we talked about last year in the Philly game, that was kind of Tre'Quan Smith's breakout game, right? Because he was getting the opportunities, right? And so those guys just have to know they got to be ready for those opportunities, right? You don't just snap your fingers and it happens, man. You prepare for it every week. Like, this is going to be the game, right? This is going to be the game where I have that matchup, right? And the QB is going to be counting on me. Team's going to be counting on me, and I'm going to be ready to make that play.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees here on Sports Talk. And, Drew, I want to give you an opportunity to talk about your defense, the Saints defense, over the last 3 weeks. I think they've played at an elite level. If you were a quarterback preparing for them, how would you prepare?
Well, man, I just from going against our defense now with Dennis Allen as the defensive coordinator for the last 3 years, and a lot of the same guys, right? I think watching their evolution, especially a lot of this young secondary, go back to 3 years ago, and
Marshawn Lattimore, you know, we draft that year. Marcus Williams, we draft that year, right? Von Bell was still a young player. You know, we go out and get Eli Apple in the trade. P.J. Williams, you know, I think we drafted, what, 4 years ago. You know, so all these young guys now all of a sudden kind of coming into their own and really playing with a ton of confidence. And you can feel that. You know, you could feel it as we kind of went through training camp and then the preseason. And I think it all starts up front, you know. And I know those guys in the secondary would tell you that, man. Those, our defensive line, our defensive ends, I mean – you talk about controlling the line of scrimmage, you know, throughout this season. And that's really what it comes down to. Those guys have done a phenomenal job. You know, whoever's been in there, right? You know, it's great to get Sheldon Rankins back, you know, but he was out there for the first part. Daniel Anyamata was out for a game or so, and yet, man, guys are stepping up. That's been great to see. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about those guys. And, of course, the linebacker core. I think we got incredible leadership at the linebacker core positions. And, you know, all those guys contribute. All those guys have done a phenomenal job. And, I mean, pick your poison. You know, I feel like our defense is very multiple. You know, I feel like from week to week, you know, man, it's a totally different game plan depending on who we're playing. I think we have that type of versatility. And it's because we have smart football players back there. You know, we have guys that can handle, hey, this week's going to be much different than maybe the week before because, hey, this is kind of what we're keen on. This is what we have to stop. These are the checks we have to make. This is what we got to see. And, you know, so a lot is on their plate, you know, from week to week, but our guys can handle it. So, you know, from position group to position group, those guys have really played phenomenal thus far.
And, Drew, boy, you bring up the depth. I think that's what's most important. I mean, I'm looking at even like a Trey Hendrickson, the guy that was kicking butt, and he's dealing with a neck injury. He has 3 sacks, and you got a veteran like Mario Edwards Jr. Boy, it's amazing how you keep those guys fresh. The next man up, look at Shai Tuttle and his contribution. And now looking at this one phase on special teams, I mean, we are so confident, I think, as a team, that when you look at Thomas Morstead, how he's punting the ball, directional punting, and then Will Lutz, just, you know, it seems like it's going to be automatic. I think we have that kind of confidence. Then I'm looking at our coverage units with Justin Hardy and JT Graybitt. Well, I was looking, boy, I know Coach Payton's aware of this, the hidden yardage because field position with the Bears. I didn't realize that the Bears are number one in punt return at 15 yards and Cordell Patterson, he might take one back even if you kick it 6, 7, 8 yards deep. He's averaging 29, which is fourth best. So I know our special teams are being challenged as far as with our coverage units going against the Bears.
Yeah, no doubt. That's always – I feel like that's always the X factor, you know, in a game like this where you feel like, hey, offense, defense, man, it's so evenly matched. You know, it's just that battle, right, back and forth and – the ebb and flow, right. And yet the special teams is where, you know, all of a sudden you can get that momentum, right? You know, Morstead drops one inside the 10 or drops one inside the 5. You know, all of a sudden you feel that, you know, as a team, as a defense, hey, this is our opportunity to stop them, have them punt it back to us, and we're in a position to get points, you know. Or, hey, kick one to Deontay Harris. You know, we all feel like, you know, everyone sits there on the edge of their seat whenever, you know, you're kicking to a guy like that, because, you know, at any moment, you know, he can take one to the house. So I think that type of confidence, like you said, in your special teams units, both your kicking units and your return units, man, those are opportunities to seize control of a game, to change the momentum in your favor, just to create something that is a game-changing play in our favor.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees, thanks for the time, man.
All right, guys, thank you.
All right, Drew, thanks.
QB to QB brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money. Drive safely in the University of Texas, MD Anderson Cancer Center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.